Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, May 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Rapid Fire Safety and Security acquires Christopherson Fire Protection. Rapid Fire Safety and Security has acquired Christopherson Fire Protection, a 40-year-old fire protection company based in Chino, California. This acquisition enhances Rapid Fire's service capabilities and solidifies its presence in Southern California. Christopherson specializes in fire sprinkler systems, kitchen fire suppression systems, fire extinguishers, and more. With thousands of fire systems under inspection in Southern California, Christopherson's commitment to safety and personalized customer service remains strong. Rapid Fire's Western General Manager, John D'Souza, expressed excitement about the partnership, emphasizing the shared values of safety and customer care. Brian Modglin, COO of Rapid Fire, highlighted the expertise and dedication of Christopherson, enhancing their ability to deliver comprehensive fire safety solutions in California.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Capstone Holding Corp., reaffirms 2025 guidance, highlights M&A pipeline, and flexible growth strategy. Capstone Holding Corp., traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol CAPS, has reaffirmed its 2025 targets of achieving a $100 million revenue run rate and $10 million in adjusted EBITDA. The company's strong M&A pipeline and disciplined cost control support these goals. Capstone is evaluating acquisition opportunities at 4 to 6 times EBITDA multiples, with up to 45% non-cash consideration. The company has also secured an equity line of credit to support deals without upfront dilution. Subsidiary Instone remains on track despite seasonal headwinds, with cost run rate guidance intact and growth expected to pick up in Q3.
Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NW American PLG, TLT, positions itself for growth amid palladium market dynamics. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., listed on NYSE American as PLG and TSX as PTM, is strategically positioning itself for growth amid the dynamics of the palladium market, with palladium playing a crucial role in various industries, including automotive and emerging technologies. The metal is projected to maintain significant market value in the coming years. As investors seek opportunities in sectors with long-term growth potential, Platinum Group Metals Ltd. stands out as a strong player in the palladium space. Unlike gold, palladium's primary demand is driven by industrial utility, making it a valuable asset. For more information and updates on PLG, visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on the global mining and resources sectors, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ, to pilot Play Leap digital fan engagement platform with Juve Stabia. Brera Holdings has announced plans to pilot the Play Leap digital fan engagement platform with Italian Serie B club Juve Stabia. This gamified platform, targeting younger, mobile-native fans, offers interactive challenges and content sharing. The software-as-a-service model aims to monetize fan engagement. Brera Holdings intends to expand the platform across its network of sports clubs to enhance fan interaction and generate new digital revenue streams. The initiative, detailed in a recent press release, underscores Brera's commitment to innovative fan experiences and strategic growth in the sports industry. ES Gold Corp., TCQQB, ESAUF, draws additional experience to board amid ramp-up to production. ES Gold Corp. is gearing up for production on a mine restoration project in Quebec, appointing experienced junior miner Peter Espig to its board of directors. Espig's track record includes turning Nicola mining profitable. The Montauban Gold Silver Project, covering 13,116 hectares, will be the focus of ES Gold's efforts, with a systematic exploration program underway. As ES Gold transitions to production, it aims to become a key player in Canada's precious metals sector, focusing on clean extraction from legacy mine sites. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed News breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, reports Q1 loss, highlights progress on TPI-287 for brain cancer. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., CNSP, reported a Q1 2025 net loss of $4.3 million with increased R&D spending for its Berubicin trial. The company is focused on advancing TPI-287, a novel taxane for glioblastoma. CNS has secured orphan drug designation for TPI-287 and plans a Phase 2 study in late 2025. With $13.1 million in cash and $5 million raised in May, operations are funded into the second half of 2026. For more information, visit CNS Pharmaceuticals' website at www.cnspharma.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Bionoid Pharma Inc., OTC Pink BNP, rebrands as AI Maverick Intel to focus on AI-driven engagement. Bionoid Pharma Inc., BNP, has rebranded as AI Maverick Intel Inc. to focus on AI-driven customer acquisition and engagement solutions. The company acquired AI Maverick Intel, specializing in AI-based audience automation. With a goal to enhance targeting and operational efficiency, AI Maverick's technology will be deployed across healthcare and biotech sectors. Bionoid Pharma aims to leverage its AI Maverick platform for growth through acquisitions, enhancing user experience and operational efficiency. For more information, visit amaverickintel.com. PJ Fitzpatrick expands home improvement services with acquisition of Bathroom Buddy Remodeling. PJ Fitzpatrick, a premier home improvement company, has acquired Bathroom Buddy Remodeling, known for premium bathroom renovations in Long Island. This partnership will elevate service standards and offer a comprehensive portfolio of services, including roofing, windows, doors, siding, and gutters. PJ Fitzpatrick's CEO, James Freeman, emphasized the commitment to exceptional service and top-quality workmanship. The shared values of dedication and customer-first service between the two companies laid the foundation for this strategic alliance. With PJ Fitzpatrick's resources, the combined entity is set to deliver unmatched quality home improvement solutions to Long Island homeowners. For more information, visit pjfitz.com. The Slate truck could usher in a new era for EVs. The recently unveiled Slate truck could usher in a new age of electric mobility, offering affordable and accessible electric pickup trucks. With approximately 47% of Americans owning a pickup truck, major automakers like Massimo Group, NASDAQ Memo, are tapping into this demand by developing electric trucks. This shift towards electric pickups could revolutionize the automotive industry, especially in North America, where full-size models like the Ford F-Series, Chevrolet, and Ram are popular choices. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. How AI can supercharge SMBs around the world. Artificial intelligence, AI, is often discussed through the lens of massive corporations, but that perspective overlooks the powerful influence small and medium-sized businesses have on the global economy. AI companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., AQBTS, are successfully launching innovations that can supercharge SMBs around the world. To stay updated on the latest news and updates from D-Wave Quantum Inc., investors can visit the company's newsroom. AI Newswire is a specialized communications platform focused on AI advancements, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit www.ainewswire.com.
Investor news breaks. NanoViruids NYSE American, NNVC, advances NV387 antiviral program, prepares for multiple phase 2 trials. NanoViricides, Inc., NNVC, progresses its NV387 antiviral program, receiving clearance for phase 2 trials for mpox and initiating programs for measles and avian flu. NNVC reported $2.73 million in cash, $6.98 million in property, and $1.2 million in current liabilities. The company's lead drug candidate, NV387, showed superior activity in animal models compared to approved antivirals for COVID, influenza, RSV, and smallpox. NNVC indicated the need for additional funding to support operations beyond early 2026. For more information about NanoViricides, Inc., visit www.nanoviricides.com.
Unprecedented power blackout in Spain triggers clean energy debates. The recent unprecedented power blackout in Spain, Portugal, and parts of southern France has sparked debates on clean energy. Some attribute the outage to net zero emission goals and renewable energy targets. This outage presents an opportunity for companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ-N, to promote vehicle-to-grid technology. This technology allows EVs to power homes during outages. Investors can find updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. in the company's newsroom. Green Energy Stocks focuses on companies shaping the green economy, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and social media distribution. To receive SMS alerts from Green Energy Stocks, text GREEN to 888-902-4192, U.S. mobile phones only. For more information, visit the Green Energy Stocks website. Green Energy Breaks, Solar Bank Corp., NASDAQ, CUN, EO highlights vertical integration and $184 million asset base on Got Stocks podcast. Solar Bank Corp. President and CEO Dr. Richard Liu discussed the company's $184 million portfolio of clean energy assets on the Got Stocks podcast. Solar Bank focuses on developing, building, owning, and operating solar projects in Canada and the U.S., with partnerships including Honeywell and Qcells. They recently secured a $100 million financing agreement to fund U.S. projects, positioning them for long-term growth. Solar Bank has a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt and has developed renewable energy projects with a capacity of over 100 megawatts built. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com. Atomic Mind achieves 100% early action acceptance rate for clients in 2025 admissions cycle. Atomic Mind, the premier boutique education consulting firm specializing in elite college admissions, achieved a remarkable milestone with a 100% MIT early action acceptance rate for its clients in the 2025 admissions cycle. This accomplishment is particularly significant given MIT's acceptance rate dropping to just 3.5% this year. Atomic Mind's success underscores the strength of its mentors and methodology. With a perfect track record at other top-tier institutions like Harvard, Yale, and UChicago. Founded by MIT alumni Lilila Strogov and Ernie Liang, Atomic Mind's personalized approach focuses on understanding each student's unique strengths and passions to create powerful, authentic applications. With a team of over 230 specialists, including former admissions officers and academic experts, Atomic Mind guides students to develop intellectually and pursue impactful ideas. The firm's commitment to unlocking students' potential has led to 99% of clients being admitted to one of their top three choice schools. Atomic Mind's success extends beyond admissions, fostering multifaceted growth and intellectual development for students navigating the path to higher education.
Stephanie Vanderbilt of Coastal Windows and Exteriors, featured in Women Making a Mark by North Shore Magazine. Stephanie Vanderbilt, the powerhouse behind Coastal Windows and Exteriors, is featured in Women Making a Mark by North Shore Magazine. As the number one woman-owned exterior remodeling company in New England, Stephanie's leadership continues to break barriers and set new industry standards. With a mission rooted in education, Coastal helps homeowners improve curb appeal, boost energy efficiency, and feel confident about every project decision. Stephanie's advice to other women is to find their passion, embrace it fully, and use it to serve others. Coastal's success is built on transparency, long-term value, and empowering homeowners to make confident decisions. Stephanie's biggest priority is ensuring their mission to educate, empower, and serve is felt in every home and interaction. With over 700 plus Google 5 Try reviews, exclusive certifications, and a commitment to doing what's right for the homeowner, Coastal is trusted by thousands of families throughout New England.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.